Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast, hosted by Robert Benjamin and co-hosted by Mags. Mags is finally fucking back. He is back in the building, and we have a very exciting episode coming to you guys, where we are going to answer all of your questions from my YouTube video from the other day about the TikTok For You page. All right guys, here we go. Mags is back. Mags, let's get it cooking.
What's up everybody? It's good to be back.
It's about time you're back.
Sorry that you went to South Florida without me.
Well, I flew you down here, so now we're happily back together. Mags, get into the questions.
All right, the first one actually isn't a question. This guy said, I'm not trying to be mean, but your TikTok videos get 3 to 5K views on average, but you have 500,000 followers. It's a little suspect.
So the reason that my videos get so few views is twofold, right? One, I'm just trying to drive people to my YouTube or to my free course. I am not trying to make trending content. I am not trying to get views on TikTok. I am making content that is optimized towards me getting subscribers, people going to my YouTube, and people downloading my free TikTok course. If I get more views on my videos, that does not equate to more people going to YouTube or more people going into my free course and me providing you guys more value. That's what I'm not about. I've never been about that. And you guys know that I just use my account to do that and to test things, right? So like today, if I look at my content right now, I have 3 videos up that have been up for like an hour with 500 views. Most people would freak out in that situation. I know that I posted those videos at 5 p.m., which might actually be the worst time ever to post. But I wanted to test that so I could sit here and tell you guys on this podcast that that is a terrible time to post. Do not do that. So to make a long story short, that is why my videos might not get as many views as some TikTokers with 500K. Next question, Max.
Is it still not a good idea to make 2 accounts on the same phone? Will that hurt my account? Thanks in advance.
So no, it will not hurt your account if you do that. It will hurt your account if you engage between the 2 different accounts or if you try to do something suspect. If you just have 2 accounts on the same phone, that's not gonna ruin anything. It's just, I don't want you to have 2 accounts and then engage between the 2 of them or post the same content on both of them or something like that, because that will get you in trouble with TikTok. And I don't know where he ran off to, but I'm answering this question and Mags just disappears.
I need a sweatshirt, dude.
He needs a sweatshirt.
63 degrees.
He needs a sweatshirt because we have the AC set to 70 degrees, not 63 degrees. I wish it was 63 degrees because personally, I like to be in an icebox. I like to just walk around in sweatpants and a sweatshirt when I'm in the house.
You're a freak.
Next question, Mags.
What is the best selection for a pro account? Is it media or public figure or one of the other ones?
I would answer that honestly based on whatever you actually are. If you're a business, go with business. If you're an influencer, go with that. If you're media, go with that. I would do whatever you are because that will put you in the best situation with TikTok to align you with what kind of analytics and what kind of features they give each one of those accounts.
I was wondering if taking 2 days off from the week affects views/growth. My girlfriend and I post all week, but we decide to take a break on the weekends. Any opinions on this? Thank you. My TikTok is my koala hug.
So I actually don't think it's a terrible idea to take the weekends off. The reason being I tend to see way less engagement on the weekends and a lot of other creators see that as well. That being said, I would just repost 1 TikTok every single day for those 2 days. No, it's not going to like drastically decrease your following or anything like that. But it could begin to put you in bad standing with the algorithm. So I would just post once or just do a duet like when you first wake up or right before you go to bed. It should not take you a ton of time. It should literally take you 30 seconds to post on the weekend. You got something to say, Max?
I was gonna say also, if you have anything in your drafts that you're willing to post, you can post those just to put out a couple pieces of content on the weekends. You don't have to record all weekend.
Good addition.
I have a question. Is blocking other accounts affecting my account? I've blocked about 3 users because they were commenting bad things on my videos. TikTok is Omar_Sakran, S-A-K-R-A-N.
No, blocking other TikTokers is not hurting your account at all. That being said though, if you have people like, say you have people saying 1 specific word or something like that that you might find hurtful, you can block people that comment things that have just like a certain word in it so they won't be able to comment that. So don't feel like you have to block everybody. You could just do something as simple as that.
Hey, so I add captions to my stand-up comedy using Premiere. Should I try to make my captions look like they're TikTok native, or should I use the caption in-app?
So I would 100% use the caption within the app. That being said, like you can add effects and things like that within Adobe Premiere. You can edit things outside of TikTok, but I always strongly suggest that you at least throw 1 or 2 like text on the screen or some kind of edit within TikTok because it just does make the content look more TikTok native, and TikTok does look for that in finding content to put on the For You page.
All right, so this is one that we get all the time. Hey man, I have a question. Does privating videos have the same effect on your account authority as deleting them?
So, privating videos, yes, it does still hurt your account authority. That being said, guys, if you private one video a week or something like that, it is not the end of the world. When I say do not private videos, do not delete videos, I'm really talking to people that will delete their whole entire account or delete 10 videos or private 10 videos or do a ton of stuff like that. Like, if you have one video or two videos that you want to delete, go for it. If you have one or two videos that you want to private, go for it. It's not going to totally ruin your account if you just do it every once in a while. It's the people that are chronic abusers of this that are really hurting their account. And Max has something to add.
Another question that we get that is very related to that is, does posting videos straight to private negatively affect your account? Is that the same as privating or deleting videos?
No, that doesn't negatively affect your account at all. I do that all the time. Whenever I'm gonna have my editor edit something for a TikTok, like when I do that illusion content, all the time I do that. That does not affect you, no. And you can delete those videos too. That won't affect you at all either.
What's the best way to motivate your followers to follow you on other social media platforms? Also, I'm trying to age up my content. Do I need to worry about that content being shown to the current kids that follow me, cussing, etc.?
So no, I wouldn't, as far as aging up your content goes, just start to age it up. I would start by just like adding new topics, like you said, cursing, things like that. I wouldn't be super worried about that. That being said, how do you get people to go to Instagram or YouTube? Twofold. And the same way that I started this podcast off, I do want to emphasize it. Once you start to do that, you're going to see less views. TikTok does not want you driving people off of TikTok. What I would do, I would start by going live, shouting out your Instagram, shouting out your YouTube, giving people a reason to go there. There's got to be a compelling reason. If there's no compelling reason for them to go to your Instagram or their YouTube, nobody's going to fucking do it. You need to give them a reason to do that. That being said, I would start doing that by going live. Then you can start doing it by just making a normal video and making the last 2 seconds. Go to my Instagram because, go to my YouTube because, the same thing that I do in my content. But like I said earlier, I would expect that to get less views than other pieces of content.
Will TikTok ban you if you mass follow people? Is there any limitation?
So yes, there are limitations. You can't follow more than like 40 or 50 people at a time. That being said, when you're following people like that, I would follow 20 to 30 people a day. 20 to 30 people a day. I wouldn't do more than that. I mean, you can do more than that, but space it out. You will get follow block, but it does not like put you at risk for getting banned or anything crazy like that.
I need a way of improving my view to like conversion rates.
So what you need to do, you need to get the free TikTok course that is in the description here. I go very in depth about how to incentivize engagement. The best way to do it is getting people to double tap because something in the post. They have to be giving you feedback through the post, which is then gonna make them double tap. You have to give them a reason to do that. Cannot just expect them to blindly do that.
Does TikTok put videos on the For You page depending on the age you use when you sign up? My TikTok username is @jeans.a.teens.tiktok.
Amazing question, yes. TikTok does do this. TikTok, if you're too young, TikTok will suppress your views. That being said, I strongly suggest you telling TikTok that like you're 16 years old or above. That seems to be the period that they like. If you're way too young, and I know you guys see a lot of creators that are like babies and shit like that, those people have a relationship with people at TikTok or were famous beforehand or something like that. And that's why they're able to do that. Other than that, they will start to suppress your views if you're too young or look too young or something like that. That's why, especially a lot of like mom and family creators, I always tell them, limit the amount of exposure that you're exposing your kids or your babies on TikTok, because TikTok will block that kind of shit. Last question.
I had my account since 2017. I barely ever get on the For You page. I always get about 10 to 30 likes on my videos. Is this because that my account is old?
No, it's not because your account is old. Well, it's a function of your account being old. It's not because your account's old. I have several friends that are huge creators, or even like medium creators, like 75,000, 80,000, and they've all had accounts since Musical.ly. The reason that this is happening to you, and no offense, odds are you've been posting really shitty content, for lack of a better way of putting it. Just really bad content consistently for a long time, which then has just suppressed your views on TikTok. I would strongly recommend that you create a new TikTok account.
Yeah, there's also the chance that you weren't posting in 2018 or 2019 when Musical.ly was dying and TikTok was just beginning. So if you weren't posting consistently, of course you're gonna be in negative standing with TikTok.
That's 100% right. Yeah, so that being said, guys, those are all the questions. Make sure you guys, if you want to be featured on the podcast, a lot of you guys didn't do it. You need to leave your username in the question so we shout you out also. I'm answering all the comments from my YouTube videos. Also, guys, make sure you text me. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube. We cannot wait to talk to you guys in the next episode, which we will be filming tomorrow. So we will be back. Mags will be back. Mags is here to stay. I think he wants to be back in New York for 4th of July. I don't know why. Maybe he's got a girl or something he's going to hang out with. Who knows?